next on the 5 o'clock report.
I want people to be safe, and I don't want this thing to flare up.
With much of this coronavirus epidemic behind us,
our most striking observation to date is the powerful effect that solar light appears to have.
Now, let's go to the newsroom.
Good afternoon and happy Friday, everyone. I'm Bill Price, back in business.
Yeah, I gotta cut some hair and make some money.
That is where we're gonna start tonight. Georgia, now the litmus test for the rest of the country. Gyms, salons, bowling alleys, even tattoo parlors started opening back up in the Peach State today. This doctor from Atlanta says it's too soon.
Angry, not just for myself, but for my family. I'm angry for my patients, and I'm angry for our state.
In fact, a lot of businesses in Georgia refused to open back up today, even though they were allowed to. Dine-in restaurants and movie theaters will reopen on Monday in Georgia. President Trump says they may be jumping the gun.
I want people to be safe, and I don't want this thing to flare up because you're deciding to do something that is not in the guidelines.
And those federal guidelines continue right on through next week, next month. Vice President Mike Pence says COVID-19 could be behind us.
If we continue these mitigation efforts in the days ahead, as states implement their policies, including phased reopening that will preserve those gains, we do believe by early summer we could be in a much better place as a nation with much of this coronavirus epidemic behind us.
Pence says he thinks by Memorial Day, much of this health crisis will be over. Reopenings also taking place today in Oklahoma and in Alaska, as the U.S. today surpassed 50,000 coronavirus deaths. President Trump signing a $484 billion COVID-19 relief package into law this afternoon, but it was his comments last night about disinfectants that grabbed the headlines. During last night's press briefing, the president seemed to suggest that injecting cleaning products might work when it comes to combating coronavirus.
And then I see the disinfectant where it knocks it out in a minute, 1 minute. And is there a way we can do something like that by injection inside or almost a cleaning? Because you see it gets in the lungs and it does a tremendous number of lungs. So it'll be interesting to check that.
At this afternoon's bill signing in the Oval Office, the president said he was just being sarcastic.
Now, I was asking a question sarcastically to reporters like you just to see what would happen. Now, disinfectant for doing this, maybe on the hands, would work.
After last night's White House press briefing, Lysol's parent company issued a statement saying disinfectant products shouldn't be used as an internal treatment for COVID-19. The experts say sunlight might help in the fight against COVID-19.
Our most striking observation to date is the powerful effect that solar light appears to have on killing the virus.
Bill Bryan heads up science and technology at the U.S. Department of Homeland Security.
The virus dies the quickest in the presence of direct sunlight under these conditions. And when you look at that chart, look at the aerosol as you breathe it. You put it in a room, 70 to 75 degrees, 20% humidity, low humidity. The half-life is about an hour. But you get outside and it cuts down to a minute and a half.
Bryan says heat alone, though, won't kill the bug, and folks should continue to adhere to those social distancing guidelines. Louisiana Republican Senator John Kennedy says the COVID-19 relief bill signed into law earlier today by the president will help prop up small businesses and rural hospitals during this pandemic.
I don't know at what point the economy and our financial system collapses, but I don't want to find out.
So far, $3 trillion has gone out from Washington, D.C. to help prop up the economy during this ongoing pandemic. The virus has also cost one out of every six Americans their job. Still to come this Friday, parking lot church okay in Chemung County, New York. The move to reopen New York and PA, and the Hershey Company making more than just chocolate these days.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. Heading into the weekend, it still looks like a 50-50 affair for most of the region. Tomorrow is clearly the pick day of the weekend, with high pressure bringing at least some sun for a while. But on Sunday, it's a cloudy, chilly day with rain as low pressure passes off to the south. And again, as we've said earlier, that rain could well mix with or change to snow that could stick over the high ground of the Twin Tiers later Sunday night. In the meantime, for tonight, or any early evening rain ending across eastern Pennsylvania, the eastern southern tier of New York. Otherwise, Cloudy skies breaking and turning out partly cloudy, areas of fog. Low temperatures ranging in the 30s and low 40s. On your Saturday, for tomorrow, plenty of sunshine in central New York. Partly sunny from western New York to eastern Pennsylvania. And through western Pennsylvania, some morning sun, then cloudy with a late day shower. High in the 50s to near 60. Some showers Saturday night, then Sunday cloudy and chilly with rain. That'll mix with a turn to snow in some spots late. High temperatures in the 40s.
Thank you, Kevin Williams. Checking the stories, making news where you live in New York and Pennsylvania, Friday, April 24th. Well, with primary elections set to take place on June 23rd in New York, Governor Andrew Cuomo today announcing that the state will be sending absentee applications to all eligible voters.
Today I'm asking the Board of Elections to send every New York voter a postage-paid application for a ballot.
Cuomo says folks will have to fill out the application and send it back in to get their absentee ballot. Polling locations are still scheduled to be open in New York on June 23rd. 1 week. That's when Governor Cuomo says he'll have a decision on whether or not schools will reopen in the Empire State. Schools in Pennsylvania have already closed for the rest of the academic year. Governor Cuomo says COVID-19 has claimed 422 lives the past 24 hours in New York. And while all the evidence seems to suggest the curve is going down, he says the game is far from over.
The game could be just at halftime. So let's make sure we're learning the lessons of what has happened thus far. This was our first global pandemic.
The governor says even though death and hospitalization rates are dropping, the number of new infections isn't going down fast enough.
This is a remarkably effective virus at spreading and growing.
Cuomo says he expects the virus to continue to slow down between now and June. New York is on pause through May 15th. Pennsylvania on pause through May 8th. And today, the State Department of Health reporting 1,600 additional COVID-19 cases. It pushes the statewide total since the outbreak began to nearly 39,000. There's still a lot of confusion over when and how New York and Pennsylvania will emerge from the shadow of COVID-19.
It seems still somewhat muddled, even after the announcement that was made that opening will start on May 8th. Then suddenly, within 24 hours, then the governor says, well, maybe May 1st for construction in the state. So it's not entirely clear how it's going to play out.
Michael Gere at the Pennsylvania Family Institute says Western and Central PA will be the first to open up. Meantime, in New York,
May 15th is right now that pause date the governor has laid out. And I expect by May 15th that large swaths of upstate New York will be reopened in some fashion.
That's Jason McGuire at New Yorkers for Constitutional Freedoms. New York's nursing homes have become a terrifying place to be during the coronavirus crisis. Now, Governor Cuomo has ordered routine inspections of these facilities. Healthcare consultant John Bartomoli talks about why nursing homes have become breeding grounds for this virus.
The incubation period on COVID-19 is from 2 to 14 days, so it's almost impossible to keep people who live in that close of a proximity away from anyone who had it and didn't know it at the time. It's a very, very tough task that these healthcare workers are facing. But I think it's a good idea for the governor to call for this investigation so that the nursing homes can tighten up and protect those who are living there.
Only a third of the 15,000 nursing homes in the country have access to tests that can help isolate the sick and stop the spread of the disease. Governor Cuomo has compared COVID-19 in nursing homes to fire spreading through dry grass. Most Pennsylvania voters support Governor Tom Wolf's response to the coronavirus crisis.
A Fox News poll found 69% approve of Wolf's handling of the crisis. The poll also revealed 62% said his stay-at-home order strikes the right balance. Conversely, 23% said it's too stringent, while another 12% said it's not restrictive enough. Terry Diener, Family Life News.
Chemung County, New York Executive Chris Moss has had a change of heart when it comes to parking lot church services. Comes a day after a Texas-based legal firm representing three Chemung County churches sent him a letter They argue the county's stay-at-home policy violates the U.S. Constitution. Moss says parking lot church services will be allowed so long as they comply with social distancing guidelines.
This morning I was able to have a Zoom conference call with many of them, and they came up with ideas for me to see what do I think of, could they have the parking lot services if they employed the following. I thought they were great ideas, and we hope to get them back to their parking lots by Sunday.
Pastors in Chemung County say parking lot church services are vital because they allow face-to-face contact among parishioners, even while abiding by those social distancing rules. Rochester City Schools looking for a new superintendent. Terry Dade abruptly leaving the post after just 10 months on the job.
Just very shocking. You know, there's a way to handle certain situations, and I would have respected more someone coming and saying, I just cannot work with you guys. It's too difficult for me, and so I'm going to start a new job search.
That's school board member Beatrice LeBron. Dade leaving the Flower City to start work at the Cornwall Central School District. That's in New York's Hudson Valley. Time now for your market report brought to you by Ambassador Advisors. Here's Family Life's Dave Margolotti.
Stocks rising today as oil prices gain back some of their historic losses from earlier in the week, while investors weigh the prospects of a potential coronavirus treatment. The Dow today up 260 points, the NASDAQ rose 139, and the S&P 500 gained 38. Ambassador Advisors is a Christian financial planning firm helping faithful stewards do more. Online at ambassadoradvisors.com.
Here's Rob West with today's MoneyWise Minute.
You've seen the ads. A much-loved actor says he was skeptical about reverse mortgages until he got the facts. But there are reasons to be skeptical. First, you can't count on rising home values to qualify you for a reverse mortgage someday. The housing collapse taught us that. Next, you may have to downsize to qualify for a reverse mortgage, and that's much more stressful in our later years. Then again, you may never be able to move with a reverse mortgage if your home no longer can accommodate you because of a disability. Finally, keeping up with maintenance and taxes might become difficult as you spend increasingly more on health care. But if you don't, the bank will take your home. So do your homework on reverse mortgages before you sign anything.
And we can help you learn to manage your money according to biblical principles when you visit us online at moneywise.org. Write it down, moneywise.org.
The weekend is here. Sunny time. Drive home sports.
Thank you, Bill. All about the NFL draft. Gotta love Tua Tagovailoa, who was picked fifth overall by the Miami Dolphins last night and gave all honor to God.
Before I say anything, I just like to give all glory to God for all of this. My Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Tua went fifth. Just before him at fourth, the Giants selecting a big offensive lineman, Andrew Thomas. Jedrick Wills protected Tua Tagovailoa's blind side at Alabama. Now he's Baker Mayfield's protector. He was picked 10th by the Browns. The Jets pick Mekhi Becton with the 11th pick. The Eagles adding another weapon for Carson Wentz, drafting wide receiver Jalen Reagor with the 21st pick. The Steelers and Browns did not have a first-round pick, but they are picking tonight. Giants with the 4th pick in the 2nd round. Browns have the 9th. The Jets currently have the 16th pick, followed by the Steelers picking 17th. The Eagles pick 21st. And the Bills with the 22nd pick in the 2nd round of the NFL draft tonight. For Family Life, I'm Sonny Dolphiette.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. Heading into the weekend, it still looks like a 50-50 affair for most of the region. Tomorrow is clearly the pick day of the weekend, with high pressure bringing at least some sun for a while. But on Sunday, it's a cloudy, chilly day with rain as low pressure passes off to the south. And again, as we've said earlier, that rain could well mix with or change to snow that could stick over the high ground of the Twin Tiers later Sunday to Sunday night. In the meantime, for tonight, or any early evening rain ending across eastern Pennsylvania, the eastern southern tier of New York. Otherwise, cloudy skies breaking and turning out partly cloudy, areas of fog, low temperatures ranging in the 30s and low 40s. On your Saturday, for tomorrow, plenty of sunshine in central New York. Partly sunny from western New York to eastern Pennsylvania. And through western Pennsylvania, some morning sun, then cloudy with a late day shower. High in the 50s to near 60. Some showers Saturday night, then Sunday cloudy and chilly with rain. That'll mix with a turn to snow in some spots late. High temperatures in the 40s.
Have yourself a great weekend, Kevin. Finally this Friday, an 8-year-old boy in Australia getting some love from Tom Hanks.
The boy wrote the actor to ask how he was feeling after becoming infected. He then talked about being bullied because his name is Corona. Hanks wrote back he had never met anyone with that name and said it was like the ring around the sun, a crown. He also included a vintage Corona typewriter and told him to use it to write back. Hanks ended with, P.S., you got a friend in me.
Brian Shook reporting. That's the world we live in this Friday. Thanks for coming along. Have a great weekend. I'm Bill Price, Family Life News.